Hi, I'm going to begin this meditation. Several minutes of breathing practice. So get your body in a comfortable position. Position that's conducive to being relaxed, while at the same time remaining alert and attentive. Just allow yourself to be aware of your body first as you settle into your body. Be aware of the point of contact between your body and the floor or the chair you're sitting in. Be aware of your posture. And then scan your body for tension. Beginning at your head, feel those muscles in your forehead. Allow those to release. The muscles around the eyes. Allow those to release. Your jaw. Your neck and your torso. Shoulders. As much as possible, allow the whole body to release and relax. While also maintaining this attitude of uprightness and alertness, steadiness. Allow your breathing to be gentle, natural. And then bring your attention to the breath. Experience the sensations as you inhale, then as you exhale. Naturally and gently. Let's do this for several minutes. Allow the mind to gently observe the breathing. Very gently, with some looseness there. If your mind wanders, that's not a problem. recognize it, your mind has wandered, and come back to the breathing. Very gently, be gentle to yourself. Do this with an attitude of compassion to yourself. And now bring to mind or imagine someone that to you is really an embodiment of strength and courage and compassion. And imagine this person in front of you as if you're with them. And imagine you're receiving this person's compassion. And as much as you're able, just rest in that feeling of experiencing being the recipient of compassion, love. It might be a feeling of total acceptance, being accepted totally by someone else with no judgments, agendas. And now allow this experience to awaken in you your own compassion, strength, and courage. So now as you breathe in and breathe out, there's a sense of courage there and compassion, strength. And as you do this, imagine you as your best self, your most compassionate self. Your strongest self. A self that really has the ability to be there for yourself and others. And then from this perspective, bring your attention to your life right now. What's going on in your life? How are you? Particularly, what's difficult for you now? And just breathe into this and experience this difficulty. Could be fear, could be worry, could be anything. But ask yourself, what is it for me? And look into this. Do do this from the perspective of this better self that can really handle anything. And then from this perspective, offer yourself words of compassion and support. And recite in your mind for yourself, may I be free from suffering. May I know happiness. And now bring your mind, your attention, countless others right now in this very moment experiencing a similar type of suffering as yourself. Let your mind expand and hold as many of these individuals in your attention as you can. There's over 200 million people in this country. How many of those, like yourself, are experiencing something that is similar? So again, offer yourself compassion, but include all these others in your compassion as well. And recite in your mind, may we all be free of this suffering. May we all know happiness and peace and joy. And as you say this, imagine that your compassion and your love is extending to others and soothing them in some ways, as well as alleviating your own suffering. So again, may each of us be free of suffering. May each of us have happiness, peace, and joy. Now allow your awareness to expand further. To include those that maybe go unnoticed to you. It's different for each of us. It could be persons who are homeless. It could be persons not engaged in the political process at all. But consider those persons that are not really on your radar. These countless other people right now who also have experiences with what's going on. Could be a neighbor, co-workers. And then consider that just like yourself, each of these persons is very complex. Each of these persons has many needs. Just like yourself, each of these persons has had many ups and downs in their life. Just like yourself, they want to be loved and valued. And they want to contribute to their community. And now holding these in your mind, these people, recite, just like me, each of us wants to be happy and free from suffering. Just like me, each of us wants to be happy and free from suffering. Now expand your awareness again and include those who you might perceive as radically different from yourself. Could be others on the opposite end of the political spectrum. Others with beliefs and values totally different from your own. Others perhaps in much more or less vulnerable positions than you are at this moment. Perhaps those that you really don't understand at all. Consider how many millions of these people there are. And consider that each of these persons, just like yourself, is very complex. Each of these persons has many needs and desires, beliefs, values. None of these persons, just like yourself, can be reduced to one simple motive. And consider that just like yourself, each of these persons has had many ups and downs in their life. Each of these persons in some ways wants to contribute to their community, has loved ones, wants to be loved and valued, and then recite in your mind again, just like me, each of us wants to be happy and free from suffering. Just like me, each of us wants to be happy and free from suffering. And consider that this might be true. Under all the differences, consider that this might be true. Now consider extending compassion to as many as you're able or willing. Send it out in all directions. As you breathe in, imagine all the types of suffering people are going through right now. And as you breathe out, offer compassion and comfort. And imagine that your compassion is reaching people. And as it does so, you're understanding people. And maybe in some small way, you're helping others to understand one another. As you breathe in, hold this suffering. And as you breathe out, extend compassion. In this great experiment of American democracy, it's really up to us how we hold one another. How this experiment unfolds. And then recite in your mind for as many as you are willing or able, may we all be free of suffering. May we all have happiness. May we learn to talk to one another. May we learn to listen to one another. May we do this for our children and our children's children. Now simply return to your breathing. Feel your body as you breathe. And then end this practice with an intention. Consider asking yourself, what is something that I can do to bring civility and understanding? What is something I can do to bring kindness and support to others? And resolve to stay connected to others. And we'll end with a short dedication. May any benefits of this practice spill over into our lives. And in some ways help to heal the divisiveness of this country.